Acts chapter 11. And the apostles and the brothers who were throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. And when Peter went up to Jerusalem, those of the circumcision disputed with him, saying, "You went in to men who are uncircumcised and ate with them." And Peter began, and he explained to them in sequence, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and I saw in a trance a vision, a certain vessel, like a great sheet descending, being let down by four corners out of heaven, and it came unto me. Looking intently into it, I examined it, and saw the four-footed animals of the earth, and the wild beast, and the reptiles, and the birds of heaven. And I also heard a voice saying to me, 'Rise up, Peter, slay and eat.' But I said, 'By no means, Lord, for no common or unclean thing has ever entered into my mouth.' And a voice answered a second time out of heaven, 'The things that God has cleansed, do not make common.' And this occurred three times, and everything was drawn up again into heaven. And behold, at that moment, three men stood at the house in which we were, having been sent from Caesarea to me. And the Spirit told me to go with them, doubting nothing. And these six brothers went with me also, and we entered into the man's house. And he reported to us how he saw the angel standing in his house and saying, 'Send men to Joppa, and send for Simon, who is surnamed Peter, who will speak words to you by which you shall be saved, you and all your house.' And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them just as also on us in the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, 'John baptized in water, but you shall be baptized in the Holy Spirit.' If therefore God has given to them the equal gift as also to us who have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could have forbidden God?" And when they heard these things, they became silent, and glorified God, saying, "Then to the Gentiles also God has given repentance unto life." Those then who were scattered by the tribulation which took place on account of Stephen passed through as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, speaking the word to no one except Jews only. But there were some of them, men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who came to Antioch and spoke also to the Greeks, announcing the Lord Jesus as the gospel. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord. And the account concerning them was heard in the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem, and they sent out Barnabas to pass through as far as Antioch, who, when he arrived and saw the grace of God, rejoiced and encouraged them all to remain with the Lord with purpose of heart. For he was a good man and full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a considerable number was added to the Lord. And he went forth to Tarsus to search for Saul. And when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. And it happened with them that for a whole year they were gathered in the church and taught a considerable number, and that the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. And in these days prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch, and one of them, named Agabus, rose up and signified through the Spirit that there was about to be a great famine over the whole inhabited earth, which occurred during the time of Claudius. and the disciples, according to how one was prospered, determined, each one of them, to send things for dispensing to the brothers dwelling in Judea, which also they did, sending it to the elders through the hand of Barnabas and Saul.